This is KUT. In some U.S. cities, indoor shopping malls are a thing of the past. For the malls that are surviving, about one-fifth have vacancy rates that experts find troublesome. Austin's own Highland Mall went that way. It was recently closed and was converted into a community college campus. But what about the city's other big indoor mall? KUT's Joy Diaz reports on how Barton Creek Square Mall is managing the changing times.
It's a casual day at Barton Creek Mall, and I'm standing in front of an empty store, the store where Cache used to be. It's boarded up in an elegant way. A jewelry store is coming next month, and that's what's happening with a few of the empty spaces here at the mall. They are boarded up, and there are announcements that other stores are going to fill their space. But what would happen if one or two of the big anchor stores were to close?
Barton Creek Square Mall belongs to Simon Properties.
This is Simon. More than retail,
Simon Properties declined to do a taped interview for this story, but answered questions in writing. One thing it highlighted was the company's profits.
With 110 malls, 14 mills, and 68 premium outlets in the U.S. alone, and 3,000 brands with annual sales of $60 billion, Simon is the number one publicly traded real estate company in the world. And both
the Fortune 500. The sound from that video is for potential investors. As a real estate company, Simon Properties makes money from the rent it charges to its tenants. So the company's profits and the overall health of Barton Creek Mall are two different things.
Well, I mean, you look at what's there. You have Sears, Dillard's, JCPenney, and Nordstrom.
That is Florida-based attorney Chuck Tettelbaum. He specializes in corporate bankruptcies. And he's talking about Barton Creek's anchor stores, two of which are struggling.
Sears is in trouble. JCPenney hasn't been doing tremendously well.
A Sears bankruptcy would come as no surprise to experts. In June, Sears released its first quarter earnings. The company lost more than $300 million during that period. But that loss was touted as a success, though. During the same quarter the year before, the company lost about $100 million more.
If Sears were to close at Barton Creek, that would leave a big vacancy, which causes the landlord problem, which causes the rest of the tenants problems because there's less traffic.
Both Sears and JCPenney are massive spaces, and it would take a creative approach to fill them. One way to do it would be to go after high-end anchors. Malls that have gone that route are in much better health than those who cater to the middle and lower-income shoppers. That could solve things in the near future. But what about long-term? Again, Chuck Tettelbaum.
The traditional mall as we know it, as shopping, people don't want to go to it. Number one, they can shop online for the same thing and have it delivered for free without leaving their house. And secondly, they want an experience. The concept of going to the mall has changed.
If Barton Creek Mall were to be repurposed in the future, it would be important to take into account the environment for a couple of reasons. One, building regulations have changed in the 35 years since Barton Creek Mall was built. And two, the mall sits on one of Austin's more environmentally sensitive areas. Chuck Lesniak is Austin's environmental officer. I asked him if there would be any restrictions as to what could be built there.
These properties can develop. They usually don't have any water quality protection, that don't have any stormwater treatment for water quality. So they're creating an environmental impact today.
The impervious cover at Barton Creek Mall is more than 1.5 million square feet of concrete. Lesniak says almost any type of redevelopment would be better for the environment.
We want to incentivize redeveloping those properties in a way that allows them to have more economic impact for the city, but also reduce the environmental impact of the existing development. And that's a struggle and a balance that we deal with a lot. But Barton Creek Mall is a property that's probably ripe for that.
At the moment, neither the City of Austin nor Simon Properties are planning what could be next for Barton Creek Square Mall. The company's numbers from 2013 show that only 1% of the mall's stores were vacant. Most have quickly been filled. The challenge will come when or if the mall's big anchor stores go under. Joy Diaz, KUT News.